Hey everyone, I'm Carlo Broussard with another Modest Moment. Have you ever wondered why you get frustrated when someone fails to love you? Have you ever wondered why you're never really content with the answers that you get to your questions, which drives you to ask more questions, seeking more knowledge? I would suggest to you, as philosophers have done throughout the centuries, that the reason why we get frustrated with failed love and limited answers or limited knowledge, as well as limited and imperfect manifestations of goodness, beauty, and what our founder and president, Father Robert Spitzer, likes to call the sense of home, is because we desire perfect and unconditional, unlimited knowledge, love, goodness, beauty, and the sense of home. Philosophers call these the transcendental desires. Think about it. If we didn't desire perfect and unconditional or unlimited knowledge, love, goodness, beauty, and the sense of home, well then we would be totally satisfied and content with the imperfect manifestations of these transcendentals. But we're not totally satisfied and content with the imperfect manifestations of these transcendentals. Therefore, we must desire the perfection of these transcendentals. Perfect and unconditional knowledge, love, goodness, beauty, and the sense of home. Now, our desire for the perfection of these transcendentals reveals that we must have at least what philosophers call a tacit or notional awareness of what perfect and unconditional knowledge, love, goodness, beauty, and the sense of home is. If you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, how could we desire that which we do not know or are not aware of in some sort of way? It would be impossible. So we must have some sort of tacit or notional awareness of what perfect and unconditional knowledge, love, goodness, beauty, and the sense of home is in order to desire it. But the question now becomes, well, where did this awareness come from? It couldn't have come from anything finite and restricted within this world, because it's precisely the finite creatures of this world that are manifesting imperfection and thus causing the frustration in the first place. So our awareness of the perfection of these transcendentals must come from some reality that goes beyond the restricted world of finite creatures. A reality that would be infinite. A reality that would be perfect and unconditional knowledge, love, goodness, and beauty itself. Many philosophers, including our founder and president, Father Robert Spitzer, conclude such a reality to be God. So, since we desire perfect and unconditional truth or knowledge, love, goodness, beauty, and the sense of home, it is only perfect and unconditional knowledge, love, goodness, beauty, and the sense of home, namely God, that can satisfy that desire. Consequently, only God can give us ultimate and perfect human happiness. To learn more about this topic, check out Father Robert Spitzer's brand new book, Finding True Happiness, Satisfying Our Restless Hearts. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Modest Center at modestcenter.com.